Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's ruling right-wing party has pledged to remove special constitutional rights given to the people of Kashmir if it wins the upcoming general elections. The Hindu nationalist right-wing Bharatiya Janata Party made the pledge in its election manifesto that was released in New Delhi. Article 370 of the Indian Constitution prevents outsiders from buying property in the disputed Kashmir region. Modi's BJP argues that such a law hinders the Himalayan region's integration with the rest of the country. The call has angered the Kashmiris, with pro-independence leaders condemning Modi and his party for exploiting the situation to gain more votes.
Mr. Modi, for his electoral gains, he should not, you know, use Kashmir and exploit the situation in Kashmir so that he gets some more votes. I mean, he says, I'm a national leader. A national leader does not use a national issue for his own petty political interests. Kashmir is a national issue in India, in Pakistan. I mean, look at the situation after Pulwama. We were at the brink of war, after the Pulwama incident.
Kashmir has long been the subject of territorial conflict between India and Pakistan. The two nuclear-armed nations have also fought three wars over the disputed region since 1947.
General elections in India are just days away. Like in other parts of India, political parties in Indian-controlled Kashmir have intensified their campaign and are holding multiple rallies every day. The election campaigning in Kashmir is different from other parts of the country. Authorities have banned political parties here from holding road shows due to prevailing security situation in the restive region. The public rallies are also being allowed at designated places only after getting security clearance from the authorities. While in some areas the mood is upbeat, however, in majority of places, particularly in the volatile South Kashmir region, which witnesses gunfights between government forces and pro-independence fighters almost on daily basis, political parties are wary of holding rallies. While in mainland India, this election is seen as a straight fight between communal and secular forces, in Kashmir it's all about safeguarding the region's special status, which has been under threat with India's ruling Hindu nationalist party BJP demanding its revocation. Political parties here are also calling for peaceful and amicable resolution of Kashmir issue, withdrawal of Indian forces from the region, and scrapping of controversial Indian laws like Public Safety Act and Armed Forces Special Powers Act.
Situation in Kashmir will not improve until Kashmir issue is resolved, and it will be resolved the day India and Pakistan become friends. Unfortunately, BJP failed to do that. If voted to power, we will revoke draconian laws and will bring autonomy resolution.
In its manifesto, Indian National Congress Party has also promised to review Armed Forces Special Powers Act and the Disturbed Area Act in Kashmir if the party is voted to power in New Delhi.
Sarkar banane se pehle
BJP-ruled government in New Delhi has alienated Kashmiris by its hard-nosed policies. Now the government has issued another dictatorial order banning civilian movement for 2 days a week on the main highway in Kashmir. This Israeli-style order is unacceptable to us. They have turned this highway into an open-air prison.
The state of Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in five phases from April 11 to May 6. Three-tier security has been put in place and tens of additional Indian forces have been deployed in North Kashmir for the first phase, which will be held on 11th of April.
It is election time in Kashmir and all political parties are busy holding public rallies and reaching out to people with new slogans and promises. Indian general elections in Kashmir have historically been marred by violence and low voter turnout. Now it remains to be seen how the turnout would be this time. Saidri Safi reporting for Press TV, Indian Control, Kashmir.
From New York, I'm now joined by activist and commentator Rafiq Kathwari. Good to have you with us, Rafiq. The BJP's decision to remove the Kashmiris' constitutional rights, this is what some Kashmiris and pro-independence leaders believe, that this is what Prime Minister Modi has done in order to garner more votes. Do you agree with that?
I mean, it's not it's as simple as that. Do I agree with what Mr. Modi is doing, or do I disagree? This is an election year, and Kashmir is his ticket to winning the election. Article 370 is basically a football that not only Mr. Modi, but the people previous to him, the Congress Party, have used to gain votes. I don't know to what extent your viewers know anything about Article 370. They can certainly Google it, but I'll give you three quick things about Article 370. Number one, it grants autonomous status to Kashmir, to the state of Jammu and Kashmir, and all the provisions of the Indian Constitution that are applicable to other Indian states are not applicable to the state of Jammu and Kashmir. Number two, under Article 370, India can only control in its administrative region, it can only control defense, foreign affairs, and communications. And the way they're controlling communications at the moment is they are disrupting internet service. Kashmir is probably the world's most notorious region for the disruption of internet service. I'm sure you know that. And the number three thing, number third important thing that your viewers need to know is that no non-resident Kashmiri can buy property in the state of Jammu and Kashmir. That's a law that goes back to the time of the Maharaja and was incorporated into 370 later on. So these are the three things, and this is a football. The Indian army can, Indian New Delhi can do anything it wants in Kashmir. It has 750,000 troops in the valley. Do you know what that means? I mean, in its invasion, let me put that into context for you guys.
Yeah, briefly.
In its invasion of when America invaded Iraq in 2003, 2004, the peak number of troops it had there was 150,000, and the population of Iraq, I believe, was 35, 36 million. Over here, we have a situation where the population of the valley is 6 million, and you have 750,000 troops. New Delhi can do anything it wants in Kashmir. Article 370, the AFSA, the Armed Forces Special Powers Act, which makes the army immune for all atrocities, including rape. So this is, you know, after Ayodhya, the BJP's next stop is Kashmir.
Right.
Ayodhya has been on their platform forever.
Okay.
And Kashmir is now the next stop.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. Great information. Rafiq Kathwari, activist and commentator, who joined us from New York.
You're welcome.